All right, Darrell, I guess we're all kind of settling on the news about China and their new protocol for blackleg disease in Canadian canola shipments. Just give me your initial take on the market reaction. We did drop on it, but it looks like the market has found a level because of it here.
Well, overall, you know, this is one trade issue amongst a much bigger trade issue, which is, of course, the very substantial delays in harvest in the United States and the soybeans. But I think it does point out that issues like this will become a more important factor in the trade as we go forward into the future.
So in terms of the overall impact on our canola pricing here, Darrell, has the market factored it in at this point?
Well, I would argue it has. I mean, we did have a setback after that announcement came out into the trade, but the market has held, you know, quite a bit above the earlier season lows, which was around the 370 mark. We're trading about 387 this morning, so market did not go back to seasonal lows, and that would indicate to me that the overall trend here is higher, Ray.
What's giving that support? Because China takes, last year anyway, took about a third of our canola export program. So why are we holding, despite such a big player, kind of on shaky ground right now?
Well, I think the bigger play is the soybean market in the United States right now. The crop is only half harvested, about 40-some percent harvested, as of Monday night's report versus a more normal 80% for this point in time. So, you know, we've got some potential quality issues here that could become quite a bit bigger market-making factor here in the oilseed market in general.
So the inability to get that U.S. soybean crop off, that's going to provide support to our canola prices?
That and quality issues, Ray. It's hard to tell what the quality will be look like on that crop if it continues to be wet, going through harvest here, and you know, we start to get things going off spec. So nobody knows really what the outlook of that is at the present time, but we continue to have, you know, very substantial reports of a lot of grain drying having to take place. Of course, the longer this goes on, the potential for quality issues to become a bigger concern.
Does the canola market also get some support from the fact there's estimates that 1.5 to 2 million tons of canola is still out in the field in Western Canada?
That would be a supporting factor, and also the recent drop in the Canadian dollar, I think, should be taken into account here, too. We've lost about 4 to 4.5 cents here in a very short period of time, so put those two things in behind it. And yes, I would agree that would be an additional price-supporting factor.
Darrell, the other piece I guess I've read that may help us out here is that we've still got Japan, we've still got Mexico, and they may see these current prices as a good buying opportunity. Is that going to keep this market from dropping too far?
Well, if you were a buyer, and you know we did have a pullback here after running the market up about, you know, $30-some a ton prior to this blackleg issue coming out into the trade, it would seem to me it would be an opportune point in time to start making some purchases, especially with a lower dollar going along with that.
So for growers who are watching this, wondering about pricing their canola, should they be holding tight? How nervous should they be about this whole blackleg trade issue here?
Well, for me, I always like to separate the trade into two components, Ray, and one's the basis and one is the futures price at arriving at a final net return. And I'd be looking at an opportunity maybe to trade basis. The basis levels were actually fairly wide across a lot of locations when I last checked them a few weeks ago. I would have thought they would have been narrowing here, but now maybe we get that kind of a pattern starting to take place where the basis narrows as companies want to bring product into the pipeline. I would trade that first, and then we review pricing points at a later point in time. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.